This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. We're live and direct today from our Fargo studios. Enjoyed our time in Bismarck yesterday. Couldn't see Todd. They still have him in a bubble on 3500 East Rosser there. So, Todd, the right radio got bubbles. Nicer than most everybody's bubble, isn't it? Yeah, but it's very nice. So, way to go, Todd.
No bubbles were made out of wood.
Anyway. I look forward to seeing him again one of these days, but we will... We'll do that on the next trip to Bismarck. How about that? A delightful day, though. I had a young man with me that I met at the protest on Friday from Mississippi. 24 years old. A huge heart for the African-American community and all the struggles they have. But just sees it as struggles. No different than the First Lady. She struggles with people with addiction. People that have sort of a hard heart because they believe they've been poorly treated. And he just has a great way of talking about it and how the real crisis is one of the heart. It is not of anything else. So we're going to spend some time on that today and just hopefully have a good, open, honest conversation about that. And I look forward to it. And, of course, a lot of crazy things happening nationwide. I'm getting to the point where I put my blinders on. Let's worry about what's right here. And it's going pretty well. All these things we can fix. And just deal with those things as we can. So anyway, that and more coming up on the program today. But we begin with North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Welcome back, Governor. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Good to be with you yesterday in Bismarck, and good to be with you on the air this morning.
Yeah, I took a seat at the briefing, you know, there's like a fraternity there. They're there every day, every day. I'm on the phone, but I'm not there, so it was kind of fun to be there and see all the good work that goes into those things. That briefing's got to be a ton of work. I mean, I just listen to you go from one report to another report to another report, bring other people up, they give a report, then the reporters take questions. I mean, this COVID relief stuff is a lot of work, isn't it?
Well, it has been. I mean, we've really got three crises all stacked on top of each other. You know, going into it, we had all the issues with fall flooding, spring flooding, and, the challenges of just running a state as big and diverse and complex as North Dakota. But then you throw a pandemic on top of economic collapse, including the oil price, crash, ag challenges, and then you throw civil unrest on the top of that. And now facing some budget challenges going forward. It's certainly been an interesting time to be leading. But as we said yesterday, I mean, our team, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, myself, I mean, we're honored to have an opportunity to lead, grateful for that. So is the First Lady, Catherine, and we're energized about and optimistic about the future of North Dakota.
I want to talk about the sort of the path forward and where we go there. By the way, questions or comments welcome as well for the governor. He'll be here to the bottom of the hour, 800-228-0550. You can also text me, 701-367-2054, or text Todd at 701-226-8503. At the end of the briefing, some reporters caught up with you and said basically, hey, how are you going to heal the divide you created from, picking people to support in the election? And, of course, among the politicos, it's certainly been a big talk. You hear about it a lot that, you have a leadership pack, you're supporting other candidates. You, if I'm not mistaken, I think you were 32 of 34 in those you chose, so that's pretty good. But do you see a divide that needs healing?
No, I don't really see it. I mean, I think it's a narrative that didn't really exist and has been used. Maybe it's a simple, easy thing to try to create an idea or a narrative that there's a big divide, but there's 141 legislators. Brent and I work hard to have strong relationships with each and every one of them. And, of course, congratulations to all those that won in the primary. These elections, they come down. If you've got, good candidates with good good message and a good vision. And in North Dakota at the legislative level, there's three candidates for about every 14,500 people in North Dakota. So it is the legislative level. People know, they know who those candidates are. And we were backing almost exclusively locally endorsed Republican candidates. And so that's something the Republican Party has always wanted. They've always wanted, donors and others that care about the future of North Dakota to come in and support locally endorsed Republican candidates, and we're doing that. So I don't think that's maybe overdue. It's not, shouldn't be controversial. Might be overdue here in North Dakota, but that's we're very relationship right now. I talked to majority leaders, Rich Wardner and Chet Pollack yesterday, each one of them for over a half an hour, and those two leaders and all of the folks that work for them have been so collaborative during this entire pandemic. When we say North Dakota got through all these crises better than other states, the fact that we've got a strong leadership and a space where everybody can, pick up the phone and call each other, it's really one of the reasons why North Dakota is doing so well in this pandemic, is because of the strong relationship we have. And going into next session, I expect it to even be stronger than it is now. And we know that when we go to this fall, we'll be working on campaigns together, just like on the vast majority of all of these legislative campaigns everybody all agreed with, our office and legislative leaders. So really there's no basis in fact for the narrative, and we're positively looking towards the future right now, and know that we're going to have great collaboration, great teamwork, and that everybody is here has got a job to do, and that's to work for the people of North Dakota.
You know, I think it's fair to say legislators require a fair amount of care and feeding, for lack of a better term. They want to be heard too. Obviously, they're elected, and there's a lot of them, and everybody wants a little bit more of in the way of attention. Every governor deals with that in every state in America. But do you feel you have obviously you came from the business world, and there weren't necessarily 435 people that you had to bring in on a particular thing that had an independent vote. Right, that could say I like it or I don't. Obviously, a large, employee base, and they're going to weigh in. They don't necessarily get the choice, but they have to implement something. Do you feel like you have a one-on-one kind of good enough open door sort of, hey, if you need to see me morning, noon, or night, you can. I mean, do you feel comfortable with that, or will you tweak that for the upcoming session?
Well, I think we've always had an open door. I think we got even better at it. The second session will be even stronger at it. The third session. I mean, I don't hardly know any of these folks that they either have got Brent's cell phone or my cell phone or both, and the amount of communication we get. I think the surface area that you talked about, again, 141 legislators and a large legislative council staff. The governor's office has got, 16 staff and some of those people are just here, it's like a call center. I mean, these are good three people that up front that were, taking 100 calls before lunch some days during this crisis. And so there's, really only about a half a dozen people that have a chance to work on policy and interface with legislators. And so we're definitely outnumbered. But the governor's staff is some of the hardest working people in government, and we're work to be responsive to every single legislative request, as well as a lot of outreach. We haven't made any decisions during this pandemic where we haven't not only reached out, we've had regular calls with the leadership in both parties every week, standing calls. We've got calls with them today to talk about things that will be coming up next week on the emergency commission budget. And so in addition to that, if they say, hey, please call, this chairman or that chairman, if it's related to human services or related to something with commerce, our team is talking to those legislators. And so, again, it's an important part of the process, and we work at it all year long, and we've definitely been working on it during the pandemic. And we value their input. They're close to their people. They've got expertise around the topics, and partnership is there, and the partnership is working.
It's fair to say, I think, though, that most people would say you were more aggressive politically with Republican versus Republican, which doesn't necessarily happen with the legislature and the governor. And I hear people say it to me all the time, why would the governor campaign against other Republicans? What if that person wins and the other person does, and then he has a worse relationship, whatever? What do you say to people that say, why Republican on Republican campaigning amongst legislators?
Republicans were the minority party, or if Republicans had a simple majority, but Republicans are dominant in North Dakota. I mean, look at the election. I mean, it was what 3-1 turnout, Republicans versus Democrats. We have a super majority. Then super majority is like having a championship football team, and I think we know plenty about that in North Dakota. You know, if you had a championship football team, why you win in the fall is it's spring practice. At spring practice, everybody's competing. You've got so much talent on the team. Everybody's competing in spring practice to see who gets the starting spot in the fall. But once you decide who's going to have the starting spot in the fall, then everybody's got the same jersey on and they're all on the same team. And so I think that it's part of what has created strength in the Republican Party is competition, and primaries are great for that because everybody gets a chance to weigh in. People learn how to, you know, run good competitive campaigns, and it's part of the strength of the party. And so it's natural, I think, when you've got a state like ours that's set up with a supermajority one party, that some of the real battles are going to occur. I say during spring football, during the primaries, and then it's unfortunately or not, might be a little ho hum in the fall because your team has got such a competitive advantage, and Republicans have a huge competitive advantage going into the fall elections. I mean, it has been insurmountable for many statewide candidates for over a decade, and likely will stay that way because of the strong competition in the spring. So I think it's natural.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Can't thank you enough for that, folks. We do appreciate that very much. More with Governor Burgum in this next segment. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, ladies and gentlemen. Grab-and-go specials. had a delicious burger at the Valley City Petroserve USA on the stop yesterday. Also the one kitty corner from the Capitol. You know, they're Mandan, Bismarck, Valley City, Castleton. You know, they're in Arthur. They're everywhere. But I don't know that there is anywhere besides Arthur, is there? Once you're in Arthur, then why go anywhere else? I think the governor would agree with me on that. The Valley Dairy Store is in Grand Forks as well. So Petroserve USA, anywhere you go, you're going to get grab-and-go crate cooking. So tell them Scott sent you. Back with the governor. And let's talk a little bit about where we go from here. Is it fair to say that we are nearing the end of having to have a disruption in what would be a normal life, unless we have a, you know, you talked yesterday about the number of North Dakotans that have, you know, conditions and or elderly and the percentage of those. Nobody doubts those folks need to be very, very, very careful. A lot of people say, everybody else, if we don't get back to work, there's going to be no work to get back to. That we just sort of got to get it. And I really get a sense from people every day on the radio of, let's go. We're done. And so when you hear that, what do you say?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, that we've got people that want to get back and get going, and because we need that. It's good. It's good for the heart, good for the soul, good for lives, good for livelihoods. But there has to be a growing understanding that the I think there was a early day, which is wow, COVID is like this big risk. Then it sort of shifted and it's like COVID, there's no risk at all. It was overblown. The facts are there. I mean, if you're over age 70. And have underlying health conditions, and you're a North Dakotan, I'm just using North Dakota numbers, 14% of the people between age 70 and 80 that got COVID died. And if you're over 80 and have underlying conditions, 24% of them died. And I don't think any one of us would want to have, find out that you get the test, the doctor calls and says you're positive for this, quote, flu-like illness, and you got a 1 in 4 chance of surviving, or a 3 in 4, 3 out of 4 chance of surviving, or 1 in 4 chance you're going to die. You know, I don't think anybody would want that. I mean, so we've got to really put ourselves and have the empathy for the people that are, you know, elderly with underlying conditions, and that's 20% of our state. And so while the rest of us are, that are, you know, healthy and younger and don't have those conditions or getting back and getting things going, we still are in a position where we've got to solve some problems in terms of how to protect those until we're at a point where there are some longer term solutions, and whether that's herd immunity or vaccinations or what it is. But for right now and through the fall, there's this duality where, we have to do two things at the same time. We got to go save livelihoods by getting the economy going, and we got to save the lives of those most vulnerable by being smart about things like visitation at long-term care, or how do you protect teachers that maybe have underlying health conditions as we get our schools open. Those are things that we've got to wrestle with. So those are all still new problems for us, because we've never had something that falls so unevenly across the population, low risk for some and deadly risk for others.
Texter says, would you please ask the governor why he put almost $2 million into the primary fighting Republicans? That amount has never been done before and looks like buying votes. I've heard that rumble before. You're buying a seat, you're buying legislators. We talked, obviously, about this already on why you do it, how you saw it. But I have heard this about before, the amount of money. Should that be something that's concerning North Dakotans?
Well, I don't think so, because it's, if money could buy elections, then Heidi Heitkamp would be a senator right now. I mean, she spent $25 million to Kevin Cramer, $6 million. I mean, I don't know the caller, but I mean, I've got a lot of confidence in the voters of North Dakota and their intelligence and their being able to sort through things. I have tremendous confidence in the citizens of North Dakota. Sometimes, dollars are needed to level a playing field. And it was when they say against Republicans, these were for Republicans. Every dollar was spent in the primary was supporting Republicans. And so this is, again, what I said earlier. This is, this is spring football. We got, depth and talent, people competing for positions, and that's healthy for the state of North Dakota and healthy for the party.
Let's see here. There's another text related to President Trump, but I am going to try and keep these in order here. I want to pick up where I left off before related to going forward, okay, and what we do. One of the issues that comes up a lot now is nursing homes. I learned a lot yesterday from Chris Jones, your head of Human Services, and yourself related to North Dakota being first in the nation. But I still think, what do I tell people when they call me and say, fix it? Fix it now? tell me a date certain when I'll be back to see my family members, because I'm done. I don't want to wait anymore. I want to do it. I get you're doing it better than anybody else, but for some, that's not enough. What do you tell them?
Well, I think that the path that we need forward, again, is to get people, you know, visiting is for Reese right now. It's going to include testing, because if we could test, when we run the first in the nation, we are among the first to open up any kind of visitation. We're on a path. We have a plan. We've got over 100 of the 218 facilities that have got their phase one plans now approved. And so, you know, everything here is ahead of every other state and in heading in the right direction in terms of how we're doing this. But we understand that those visits, the mental health and the connection with family is part of physical health. We've understood that from the beginning, and that's why we're working so hard to do this. And if we can get some pilot programs going where people can go get tested, and assure they're negative before they go into a facility, because we know that we don't have to look any further than Moorhead, Minnesota, you know, where 15 people died in one facility in Moorhead, partly as they themselves stated, because they didn't have the support from the state of Minnesota to get the testing done. I mean, there's close to 1,000 people have died in long-term care facilities in Minnesota, and less than I think like 53 in North Dakota. So I mean, it is. We're doing a great job right now on saving lives, but now we've got to work even harder to get that connection going, and it's going to be a combination of good planning, good leadership at the facility level, and testing is going to be part of that. And that's why we've been working so hard on building the testing capacity in North Dakota up to being among the best in the nation.
The big question, I think, is, okay, having said all that, if someone is not with a family member for a long period of time, chances are they're going to die of a broken heart rather than the disease you're trying to protect them from. How would you say, just rough estimate, long before that's behind us and these people are back? Is it 30 days? Is it 60 days? What is it?
Well, the plans that we laid out last Friday for the long-term care, you know, visitation plan without having widespread testing, we want to, you know, eliminate it in the facility for all residents, make sure there's low prevalence in the county. So we're not eliminating risk completely, but we've reduced risk of reintroduction of COVID into a facility, and then go through these two rounds of testing. And so we were among the first in the nation where we had tested every long-term resident and the staff. And when we did that, I mean, we found that there was staff that had COVID, that were working with your loved ones, that were asymptomatic. And so, you know, that's a real discovery with real, I mean, anybody who's got loved ones should be like, thank goodness they were testing, because the person I want to go visit could be dead by now if I hadn't already been, if they weren't doing all this testing. So we got the folks that were healthcare workers that were positive, we got them out, isolated and cared for the residents who were there.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
George Floyd's brother is pushing for police reform. He spoke on Capitol Hill yesterday, telling lawmakers at a hearing he wants to make sure that his brother wasn't just a face on a T-shirt or another name on a list.
I couldn't take care of George that day he was killed, but maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain.
Protesters tore down a statue of Christopher Columbus from outside the Minnesota State Capitol last night. A group of protesters tossing a rope around the monument and tugging it to the ground. Another cop reality show is over. A&E has canceled Live PD a day after the long-running Cops got pulled and only hours after the host promised it was going to be back. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Where we grew up down by the railroad tracks, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football punkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man anchored us low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real fun until we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just living and laughing and busting our asses and we call
what's
it
on
all
your mind?
The dream.
Wrapped up our conversation with the governor. Now we want to talk to you on what's on your mind. We'll give you the remaining piece of the question that I asked him on nursing homes here. Kev, let me know when that's ready to go. And then also a question related to standing up for President Trump in this time as well. So one of those deals where you never have enough time to get all the topics and questions you want to get in. But you notice who did get in, folks that had sent us questions via text. And we appreciate that. 701-367-2054 for me. For Todd, 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, the Be the Buffalo Hotline. You know what the buffalo do when a storm's coming?
They run into it.
Well, actually, before they do that, they turn into the storm. So if they're out, you know, and a storm's coming, they turn into it, right? And then when it hits, kaboom, off they go. North Dakotans are like that. That's what Oasis Petroleum is supporting. And they want you to have a 24-7 line to demonstrate that Be the Buffalo spirit right here. So you can call us and tell us anything at 855-200-1776. Okay, full line of phones. We'll go to you right after we finish the conversation with Governor Doug Burgum. Here's what you missed after the break.
Statewide, out of a number of, you know, 9,500 residents, I mean, the prevalence of COVID in North Dakota in long-term care is lower than probably any place in the nation. And that's been through the dedicated work of those facilities, those leaders, the care workers, everybody there. Now, when we've got it out of there, now how can we start doing safe visits? And the path is like two 14-day gating periods. And so your question, Scott, is some of these folks that are in phase one before the end of June might be back doing visitation again if they can maintain all of the practices they're doing on good hygiene and infection control and remain COVID-free, then we can go back to the visitation. And then also, again, we're trying to do some pilots to make that even faster than that, because we can get a pilot going in the next week or two where people that want to visit come in and get tested We get the results back to them, then they can enter a facility no differently than a healthcare worker. So testing all the healthcare workers, let's start testing all the visitors.
Last question. This comes from Gail. Gail says, I have a bone to pick with Governor Burgum and all of the GOP. Why are they not sticking up for Trump? Only a few of them are. And there's crickets on law and order on this whole law enforcement problem. But when they are a party that eats their own, Democrats stick together like the greasy folks that they are. So let me just ask you broadly, I hear that too. People want more fight from other Republicans on this. You guys are hands full, with North Dakota's COVID problem. What about what's happening in Minneapolis? What about shutting down the police problem? What about, do you stand with President Trump on that 100%?
Well, I would just say to the person who wrote the question, listen to the remarks made by Senator Kramer, Senator Hoeven, Congressman Armstrong, and myself at Officer Coldy Holtby's memorial service last Thursday. I mean, here's a young person, married, 11-month-old son, represents the best among us, wearing that blue uniform up at Grand Forks, but also a member of the North Dakota National Guard, a lieutenant with basically unlimited leadership potential for his future. And he runs into an apartment where someone's got an automatic rifle who had kicked off 72 rounds by the time it was done and gave his own life to save others. And if people don't think that we're supporting our brave and courageous men and women that put on the uniform, whether it's a highway patrol uniform, a county uniform, a sheriff's deputy uniform, or a officer's uniform, then they're just completely mistaken. And we all owe them a debt. And in North Dakota, they serve everybody with dignity and respect. And I know they'll continue to do that. And they demonstrated that in how they supported freedom of speech, and the right to peacefully protest the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And some of those folks were shoulder to shoulder again at the protests in Fargo, and they handled themselves with great care. And I think that's why you saw things in Fargo turn into dialogue, just like they did here in North Dakota after that at the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. We've got stronger relations, tribal government than ever before. And I think this can be a springboard for even stronger relations in North Dakota across all diverse people that are here.
Governor, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it a bunch.
Thank you, Scott.
Governor Doug Burgum joining us for a good chunk of the program to start things today. I take pride in asking the questions I hear from you. I really do. And the vast majority of those questions were not my questions. I'm taking what I'm hearing from you and asking them. So the answers are there. What else do you think needs to be tackled? I know that at the briefing yesterday, if you watched the briefings, I asked about social distancing, and I specifically asked it of Dr. Joan Connell and the governor, saying, okay, Governor, you're a good business guy. How does business survive when they can only have a certain percentage of their customers? For nobody's saying social distancing is going to end. Now, Dr. Connell did say it can end when, if, da-da-da. Governor's saying the same thing on nursing homes. He's saying by the end of June we could have X amount if that, this, and the other thing happen. Now, I think everybody's pushing for it to happen. I think we're making some progress, no doubt about it, but there's a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. And I think there's also a lot of work. We didn't get a chance to talk about with the governor, but I did ask him yesterday in the briefing, too. Hey, these briefings take a long time. There's a lot on your plate. You're managing every little detail of this. Is it as important today as it was in March? I don't think so, because we got to talk about what COVID did to us. Right? We got to talk about what's been shut down as a result of this. And he did say, Brent Sanford, his lieutenant governor, is working on all those fronts and has been all along. We're due to have Brent back as well and talk about some of those projects, because that's important too. Anyway, let's go to the phones. You tell me what you want to tell me, because I'm asking the question, what's on your mind? I have an open question out for anybody that feels as though they have been discriminated against, feels as though, like Black Lives Matter, they have a bum rap. If I've learned anything, whenever you see some of these things flare up, there's a lot of people that are in it for the showbiz. I mean, that's what DAPL is all about. They were in it for the showbiz, and they loved antagonizing law enforcement, because if they could get one of them to snap, one of them to do something dumb, they got a video of it, they're viral with it, they're making money with it. And then there's a group of people represented by those thugs, and that's what they are. It's not a racial term, by the way. That's describing someone's actions. Remember during DAPL when I got the calls that said I was racist?
As in thuggery.
Todd, remember that? I think we had like a 20-minute conversation one day with one woman said I was racist, which is, you know, even that term is used badly. My point is this. If you feel as though you are a victim and you can demonstrate, look, here's the life I lead, Scott, and here's the life you lead, and I'd just like to have a chance at doing that. I'd like to understand what that is. I don't want to automatically dismiss it. I get there's different cultures, different ways of life, but I believe everybody that is here has opportunity in great ways. And when there are things that are happening that are genuinely hard-hearted, anyway, I want to know about it. So you tell me. All right, we're going to start with Barry in Bismarck. Barry's first, Conrad's up, Roger up, Minot, Ron's on the road. Yeah, how are you?
Are you there?
I'm here. What's on your mind? Can you hear me, Barry?
And I can now, sir.
Well, beautiful. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'd like to make a comment on that nasty Facebook comment you got about the GFYS.
Right. Yeah, it was a while ago. I didn't. I did. What did we say? Good for you, Scotty. We finally decided.
Yeah.
I didn't. Scotty.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, good for you. And by the way, yourself is one word, not two. So ignorance truly does go hand in hand with illiteracy. But I have.
Yeah, I hear you.
I have just several comments. I'll rattle through them quick to try to just get. And if you just pick one of my topics, that would be just wonderful and make a comment. From what I am observing, socialists are making this a race thing. I know when I viewed the film, I saw a man kneeling on a man's neck. That's all I witnessed. And the murder charge to me seems extreme. This man did not know this person's name. He didn't plot for months on how he was going to corner this man and murder him. It was a horrible use of excessive force, and I'm 100% certain his intention was not to have anyone killed. And another thing I'd like to bring up is, it was either last year or the year before, there was a white woman shot in her pajamas, unarmed, in Minneapolis by a black police officer. Nothing was said, a brief news clip. The town of Minneapolis didn't turn out and burn the place down and steal things. I'd also like to hear some statistics on the black and white police that are shot by black gangsters every year. This person that was killed is a known felon, and several years ago, he was, I don't know if convicted, but was charged with holding a gun to a pregnant lady's stomach while he robbed her.
Yeah, three-time convicted felon, three different stints in prison.
Is this George Floyd?
Yes, George Floyd. Yeah.
Now, my friend Kevin also told me he used to be a pastor.
Yeah.
Now, clearly he'd fallen what he had in his system. I don't know that that matters, because that doesn't give a cop a license to put his knee on it. You know what I mean?
No.
At this point, there's people.
Absolutely not. And my point is,
here's the deal.
This shouldn't have happened.
Right. He wasn't an angel. He'd done some bad things in his time. He was doing some bad things, but that doesn't mean... Yeah, right, doesn't give the license to do it. I think he may have died for a reason, I hope, where we can just end this insanity and this pay-for-play, you know, racism victimhood, and actually have real conversations about why it happened and fixing it. I still want to know this question. Why was this guy still on the force with all those infractions that he had? Well, I mean, was that a union deal? There's that. Appreciate your call, Barry. Good stuff.
IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and I love America. So do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions, including the Bergstead Farm Equipment Estate Auction near Volterra, North Dakota, featuring an exceptional line of John Deere tractors and combines, Tempty grain trailers, and a lifetime collection of guns. Piper's is also featuring retirement and estate auctions in Rolette, Tuttle, Gladstone, Bismarck, Robinson, Dagmar, and Belfouche, offering farm, ranch, and construction equipment, and a large selection of guns and ammo. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I've been thinking about you lately, reminiscing, going crazy. Miss the way your kiss would keep me up.
Love this guy, love him. That's some music right there. That's the Kainster, isn't it?
Kane Brown, you bet.
Kane Brown. You know, Kane Brown kind of fits for this comment from a... Crank it up. Cool again, yeah. Where is this? We're just buried today in comments from emails, texts.
Man, we are.
I love it. This is a country gal. Looks like Billy Edith. That sounds right for a name. Says, what you're saying this morning hits the nail on the head. Our country was founded on opportunity for all. But the opportunity is only as good as when and if you apply effort. It's not handed to you on a platter. It just doesn't work that way. Too many think they are owed something because of history. No. That was then, this is now. Pick up your pitchfork, go to work. One day you could own the farm. And the Republicans need to come together. Defend ourselves against the Democrats who are pulling together and looking for the black vote. We better be aware of what's going on and stand up. The election is ahead of us. News media is all about drama. They're inciting all this garbage for the show. Disgusting for our country. God help us. Prayers for the nation. Billyette.
Yeah.
Country Gale. Huh? You joking me right now?
Well, you know, you were talking about, because we just played Kane Brown there. Those that don't know, Kane Brown is an African-American.
Okay, so he took advantage of...
And he's taken Nashville by storm. I wonder how he's doing that, being all oppressed and everything.
Right. I think he took advantage of opportunity. Well, see, the problem, though, when you talk like you and I are talking right now, it doesn't help, I don't think, anything.
Okay.
You know, it's right, it's true, and I've said it myself many ways, but I think you have to just say, look, here's what I believe. Now tell me why you can't go after that opportunity.
Yep.
Well, ding, ding, this and that, and what? Okay, let's break each of those down.
I am done.
And
that's what I get.
Get in their head a little bit. All right, who's waited the longest here next? It is Roger, you're after. Oh, we have Jim. Thank you. Yes. Conrad and Bismarck, Roger in Minot, Ron on the road, and Jeff in Minot is our top four here. And, of course, Jim, the flagpole guy. There's the call we've been waiting for.
Because, hey, Scott.
You know why? It's Flag Day. You know, it's Flag Day on Sunday. You probably already know that, though, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? It's kind of like our Christmas, Scott, because we're just so busy trying to help everybody by the Flag Day, by 4th of July. We were in McCluskey Cemetery till 12:30 last night, finishing concrete. We got up at 7 a.m. yesterday. I'm working my way towards Bismarck. I thank everybody for the patience. We're going as quick as we can. Scott, what do you get when you put all my customers in one basket? What do you think you get?
Whole lot of patriots. Maybe lots of listeners to this program. I'm forgetting. How did I do?
I think you're right on the track. I kind of summarize it like this. I just thought, okay, what do I think I get when I put all these people in a basket? Now, I think I get love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, good food, a warm, clean bed sometimes. We're way out in the middle of nowhere, you know. They're like, no, you don't stay in a hotel. You stay with us. You hear stories of their family. Pickled beans. Oh, my goodness, I had the best pickled beans the other night. Mr. Keith Bandela out of Botno, he and his wife, Gail, such super people. I have a friend in them. It's like we go to these places, and it's the same spirit. The spirit of America, originalism, it still does exist, Scott. And I get to see that every day. I have a unique view to America. Everybody's kind of working and doing their own thing, but I get to see them as an aggregate. And everybody, you're doing good. America, this is love wins. If we keep doing the next right thing for the next right reason, power through this, love wins. And we'll just... hang on, hold on to truth. And I just so thankful for our country, Scott, and all that it has brought to the individual and their ability to prosper and to pursue happiness. It still does exist out there. We're under attack right now because a certain amount of people don't like our president, and that's basically why all this, I believe, and that seems to be the opinion, too. Everybody, all my customers seem to have the same opinion. It's election season, so we got to get through it.
Well, you know, it's fine to not like the president. This is the United States of America. You can not like somebody and advocate against them and jump up and down and light your hair on fire if you want to. But to suggest that it shouldn't happen the way it's supposed to happen in elections now, did you see what Joe Biden said? Was that this morning or last night where he's talking about, I'm convinced the military is going to have to drag him out of the White House. He's going to cheat in the election. I mean, why do you say that garbage? What in the world? I mean, you're the ones that were cheating. You're cheating during his election in 2016 by fake Russian accusations and dossiers and everything else and the whole FBI conspiring against him. We know it is true. It's like they just turn this around on us. It's absolutely crazy. But you know what? He doesn't care. Reason he doesn't care is he loves the flag, he loves America, and he's going to keep fighting. And so they've got to go out and create all this noise and drama and theater to try and take him down. I don't think it's going to work. It didn't work last time. I don't think it's going to work this time. And you know what else is Sunday? This is how I know. This is how I know what I just said to you is true. Yes, it's Flag Day. It's also the president's birthday. Donald John Trump was born on Flag Day. I'm not buying that was any coincidence. I don't know about you, Jim. I'm not buying it. And we'll be doing a little celebration that day, too, with our friend Mark Skogerbo. Jim, the Flag Bowl Day guy.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.